Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Charlie. Thanks for moving it up a couple of days on this short week.
Not a problem. Good morning, fellas.
First question for you, because we've talked about it a good bit this morning. I know Keith Butler would say, dadgummit, there's no way we've got his number, but are the Steelers in Lamar Jackson's head a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and based off the number of turnovers that they've been able to create with Lamar Jackson at the helm. So they obviously see something and know a little something different than what the rest of the National Football League knows. But, you know, when you look and get swept last year, you know, this is something this year Mike Tomlin is definitely holding over his head because he wants to make sure he sweeps the Ravens this year.
Yeah, Charlie, we heard Lamar was on with Rich Eisen a couple of weeks ago. We heard some of that earlier where he's saying how guys are yelling stuff across the line of scrimmage like, this is going to be a run, watch out for this, watch out for that. But that's just routine stuff, right? Doesn't that happen in every game where defenders try to yell stuff to get a quarterback to, you know, to try to get inside his head?
Yeah, but those are tendencies that, you know, when you show that on film based off what you do, and when you line up in certain personnel groups, there's a strong percentage of chance that it could be that it could favor run. So yes, the defense are calling that out, and if it turns out to be correct, then hey, y'all have to do something about it. But there's nothing more demoralizing whenever the defense yells run and you're able to gash them with a run. So those type of back and forth games happen all the time.
Do you get the feeling, Charlie, from watching Lamar that he's still growing as a quarterback? Or with this being, I think it'll be, Jim mentioned, his 33rd start as a National Football League quarterback at this point in his career, he should be the one, you know, reacting like Cam Newton did a couple years ago when the Packers tried calling out the play at the line of scrimmage and he flipped it on them and they ended up scoring a touchdown with McCaffrey. Do you get the feeling we should see that level of growth from Lamar at this point in his career?
You would think so, but, I mean, he's so dynamic with his legs, as everybody knows. He's still trying to prove the doubters wrong. And even though he won the MVP, you lose two playoff games, but yet people, like you mentioned, 33 games in, people still doubt whether or not he can throw from the pocket. So until he continues to prove that, then that's when the questions will continue to be made as it relates to what he's capable of being at the quarterback position.
Charlie, Randy Feedner was saying yesterday that he'd hate to go into a game without Juju. We saw Juju limp off the field on Sunday, and we all know it's a short week and so forth. So if I play the what-if game here, if he can't play, if for some reason he's not in the lineup tomorrow night, how do you see the trickle-down here, and how much would that affect the offense?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, and I've always looked at it and mentioned this as a rule of thumb, if a player leaves a game and doesn't re-enter the game and finish, that means something is seriously wrong. So when you add that to the point of a short week, just by looking at the eye test and the way that he limped, there's a slim chance that he's going to play tomorrow night. So let's start there. But if he's not able to go, that means we're going to expect more from James Washington. When he gets his opportunities, he does perform. It's just not as consistent, and that's why he eventually lost the job to Chase Claypool. So we're going to see a lot more of them, if not Ray McCloud. So it's going to be interesting to see how Randy Feekner involves these guys in the offense, but also understanding you do add Vance McDonald back to the equation, so maybe you're able to get the running game going a little bit more.
Well, the Steelers receiving corps, Charlie, has been very good at standing up to the physicality. In fact, taking the physicality of the game to other defenses in many weeks. But the Ravens secondary is a different beast. It's a different animal. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're more physical than any other secondary probably on the Steelers' schedule this year. We definitely saw that in the first meeting down in Baltimore last month. And Juju is one of their best, especially at getting off the line and fighting through those physical battles, even once the ball is in his hands. So how much will they lose in that respect? Or can guys like James Washington and Ray McCloud surprise us with those extra snaps that they get, that they may be able to be just as physical?
Yeah, they can surprise us, and I think the biggest surprise between Ray and James is the fact that we haven't seen much of Ray because he wasn't on his roster, and with the lack of preseason, nobody really knew what to expect with him. But he is a three-year veteran with spending time in Buffalo and Carolina, so he's not truly a young player from that perspective. So we're still eager to see what he's bringing to the table, see if he can bring more into this offense. But when you look at just that Ravens defense, the strength is the passing game, like you mentioned, in their secondary. So if you lose Juju in this game, you know where he's at on the third down. So who's going to pick up the third down slack there? But when you look at the Ravens defense, they do give up a lot more runs than they have in the past.
Well, Charlie, could be Eric Ebron. How has his play measured up to what you expected when the Steelers brought him in?
Well, I expected him to be exactly what he is in the passing game because that's what, you know, his resume brings to the table. With me, I want to see him now evolve into more of a run blocker because he's not the best run-blocking tight end that you have. That title goes to Vance McDonald. So now that Vance is out, now that Eric has evolved in that starting lineup, he has to continue to prove that he can block. And that's what's critical because instead of seeing those 2- and 3-yard runs, if he's able to spring that block, now you start to see those turn into 5 and 6. And that's where you start to sustain and build that rapport in the running game. So, he knows there's room for growth, but also it's easier to learn when you're winning in the way that the Steelers are.
Former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch with us here on the Fan Morning Show, brought to you by Parks Casino Sportsbook app, the only sports betting app backed by the number one casino in the state of Pennsylvania. Download the app now and use the promo code THEFAN. Charlie, are they rotating their backs correctly? We talked earlier about how James Conner seems to be the back that they trust the most, first and foremost, to be the guy in and blocking on third downs when they have a back out on the field in third down situations. Can they improve their rotation of McFarland and Snell into the game?
Well, I think they can, but each one of them had their issues. But I think when you look at from an overall consistent standpoint, James Conner fits that void, and that's why he's in, and mainly on his pass-blocking ability. Early in the season, yes, we saw some really good flashes of Benny Snell, but he put the football on the ground. We're still waiting to see those splash plays from Anthony McFarland Jr. That's why everybody gets excited, because when he touches the ball, he's capable of taking it to the house. So I don't think we have that much excitement around here since Willie Parker has been here. Even though the Steelers have tried it with Dree Archer, Chris Rainey, but now here McFarland with 4.340 speed, they want to see him get involved in the game. But it's hard to get a rotation when you abandon a running game or fall behind early in game. So I just think they stick with the rotation that they have now.
Charlie, it also seems like McFarland is just indecisive, that he used to rely on his speed where he could pick a spot in college. If he hesitates for a split second in the NFL, it's too late. Would you agree with that, and what does he need to do to be more effective?
No, and I think you hit it right on the head there. You know, in college, the holes are so wide open because of the way that they're spreading their offense around. He doesn't necessarily have to make one person miss. It would just hit the speed button like you're playing Madden and you just take off. In the NFL, it doesn't happen that way because these guys are fast. So when you look at that, now he has to learn not only to be patient, but also when to accelerate during that time. So when you don't have a preseason, it's a lot of people get upset because they're like, oh, preseason's too much. But this is something for a young guy with that game experience that you know he's going to play a lot. This is how he's able to learn the game. You remove that, now he's slowly but surely being added to the offense. But unfortunately, there's not a lot of reps to go around, especially when James Conner's your bell cow.
Charlie, on the other side of the ball, the pressure of being the starting strong safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the post-Polamalu era is big. And Terrell Edmunds has had his issues the first couple years of his career. But it seems like a lot of it is coming together. The Steelers will be presented with the opportunity to pick up the fifth-year option on him this coming offseason. Does it look like he's finally starting to fulfill the promise of a first-round draft pick?
He is, and I think, and his fans and media members, we were harsh on him only because we were spoiled by Troy Polamalu in that era. But, if you just kind of peel back the layers a little bit, remember in 2003, Troy, he was getting beat a lot. He was a split second delayed. He was, not catching interceptions, and there was serious doubt that he had for himself. And there was actually a point where he went up to Dick LeBeau in the middle of the game and said, I can't do this anymore, coach. Next guy in, bench me. And they're like, no, you're going to work through these, growing pains. We were, as Terrell was evolving as a young player, we're seeing these growing pains. And now that he's able to build that rapport with Minkah Fitzpatrick, now he's able to break on those plays. He had two interceptions. He could have had a third one, but it's really good now because I see that nonverbal communication between him and Mika going on right now, and that's where you're starting to see those exotic coverages, and it's fooling some of these young quarterbacks.
Charlie, put yourself back behind center, and you're standing, you're back in the shotgun, and you look to your right, and T.J. Watt's not there. And all of a sudden, he's standing up in the middle of the defense. What does that do to a quarterback when he sees something like that?
Yeah, it really from there, you just look at him, you kind of call him the rover. He's just kind of floating around. But you know from a identity standpoint, he's your best pass rusher, so you're going to count him into the equation. And ultimately, if he backs off, it's only a three-man rush, so it gives you a little bit more time at least to throw. But now it makes Lamar Jackson think a little bit to say, if I take off, I don't have the clear running lane like I typically do because TJ is now spying him as that extra defender, so he's going to have to beat him. So that plays into your mind at that perspective. But now from a defensive perspective, it looks like, okay, we now have a beat on him and we're not going to allow Lamar Jackson to actually run. So trust me, he's hesitant. Second-guessing at times on when he should take off and when he should throw the football.
Charlie Batch with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Before we let you run, Charlie, you played on Thanksgiving a lot. This is different in that it's Thanksgiving and it's prime time Thanksgiving. But it will be different in the stadium without as many people there, obviously. But Cam Hayward just remarked yesterday on still, it's special to play on a holiday in prime time in front of, it feels like, all of your peers and colleagues and really the entire world. While there's no home field advantage, or at least not as much home field advantage this season, is there or can there be an experience advantage for a team that's used to playing and has a ton of veterans who have played in a lot of these big spotlight moment games as opposed to a team that is a little younger and doesn't have as many guys who have played in these moments?
Yeah, and you mentioned Aaron, I was in Detroit playing in four of these games, so that was always a tradition that way. So you kind of know how to prepare, and the organization knew how to prepare because it was a 12:30 start. Now this third game was adding on. It's a late primetime game. The advantage goes to the home team because there's no traveling that's involved. You know, a lot more meeting time. But when you're the visiting team, now you take away, you lose some time with traveling coming in. So it just kind of messes up the rapport from that perspective. But any time as a player, you're playing on a Thursday night. And if you just look back two games prior to, you know, I said there was three games in 11 days. Now there's two games in 4 days. But ultimately, this is something that you look back from a player, you get tired. So there's not a lot of physical reps that happens this week. You actually a lot more mental reps, and you get as much rest as possible. So the advantage is the actual home team. But anytime you're playing on prime time, this is why this game is in prime time, because they expect the ratings to be out of the roof. And those are going to be, and that's going to come into play. But you also want to show the world that you're capable of playing. And that's what the Steelers are using as a chip on their shoulder, because even though they're undefeated, they're not getting much respect nationally because they're not blowing people out. There's an opportunity for the Steelers on prime time against a division foe to handle their business. And they do that, they'll start to get the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, they'll get to 11-0 and really bury the Ravens. The Ravens would be more than on the outside looking in. They'd be in trouble with just five games left. Charlie, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy your Thanksgiving holiday, and we look forward to catching up with you as we do every week.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving,
thanks,
everyone.
Charlie.
Yep, you as well. Charlie Batch, former Steelers quarterback with us here on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.